You should be standing at the busy intersection where Bowery meets Mott, and some other streets too. Look across to Park Row, a wide, limited-access street that leads under a tunnel towards City Hall. As you look down the street, to your right is the Chatham Towers Apartments. This modern-looking building was designed by Kelly and Grusin and completed in 1965. It is formed of sculpted concrete and sits in a garden setting. Some architects rave about the play of light and shadow on the concrete forms and how the complex feels more in tune with the city's life and streets, much more so than the aging public housing towers and the new condominium buildings being built all around Manhattan. The American Institute of Architects ranks this among the distinguished housing architecture of the city, on par with the likes of the Dakota and Butterfield House. The designer of this building, the New York firm of Grusin and Partners, was so successful in obtaining commissions in the Civic Center area that the blocks between here and the municipal building to the south seem to consist almost entirely of structures of Grusin's design, to the point where one architecture critic called it Grusin Country, named after the patriarch of the firm, Jordan Grusin, who lived not far from here in Battery Park City until his death in 2015. You can see two more of his buildings as you look down Park Row. To your left, across the street from Chatham Towers, is Chatham Green Apartments, built in 1961. The building is in the form of a great undulating wall set in a relaxed garden setting, with open access galleries served by vertical circulation towers. Now over 50 years old, the architecture still looks fresh and modern. Further down the street, above the tunnel, is another Grusin building, One Police Plaza, a monumental red brick waffle iron office tower built in 1973 as the city's police headquarters. Now turn right to walk up the bustling Mott Street, which heads due north to our next stop at the old church at 25 Mott Street.